Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophet has the word of God, episode 46, episode 46. So we have been looking at the word of God, and let's go with a fundamental scripture. Let's say it out. We are saying half of it, we'll treat the other half. So let's go, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we have been looking at the power in the word. We said the word is revelation from God. And God is God out of the Bible, from the book of beginnings, tells us how the world came into being, who man was, what man did. So man committed treason, and his treason, what he did now, affected all of creation. So he diverted God's plan, number one. Number two, he separated God and man. We've treated death, what death is. We've done all that. Please, if you do not have this podcast, please connect to it so that you can hear. And do not hear today and not hear tomorrow. No, one day then you hear all of it. No, keep hearing. Each day there is something that's happening in your life. So the fourth thing is that it incurred a complete bondage of the human to the devil. So sad. Complete bondage of human beings to the devil. Complete bondage. Man became a slave. The prince has become a slave. The prince and the one who had the father's heart and the father's love, and the father had lavished everything, didn't spare anything good from us. He took millions of years to lay up treasures in the bosom of the earth for man. Oh, chemicals, everything. Put them all in the earth for the man. Still, what? He did everything for the man, only for man to turn it over to the devil. And now man was a slave. When the devil looks at the man and says, "Man, you have worked for me. You've done very well. Get this." Then he dishes out a hypertension. Get hypertension. You are hit by hypertension, diabetes, stroke. Oh, then. You give birth, the child is genotype. This then, the child is suffering from leukemia, and man was under the devil and suffering. All of creation has come under the devil, in bondage to the devil. Now it is man has to listen to the dictates of the devil. What the devil wants is what man is doing. So the devil comes and gives man an idea of how to be able to make a human cell receive a virus that was never part of humanity, and a man will sit down in the laboratory and do this, and cause millions of people to die, or hundreds of thousands of people. Whether it's one person who dies or millions of people who die, it is wickedness. Wicked. You see, Satan's plan and Satan's idea is what is pumped into the man. And now man is a slave and is in bondage. And there are people who say, "I cannot just help it." Somebody's married to a beautiful wife, and you cannot even understand. You see this house help, dirty girl walking about who doesn't even like her to bath. And you see a missus who is a beautiful woman. Beautiful woman, well educated, everything. When you look at her from head to toe, then you see the man sleeping and impregnating this little child. What you wonder, what is that? Say, "I cannot help myself." So man is in bondage to the devil, and all the things we're seeing that people are doing, they are doing it because their father is the devil, and as the devil is inspiring them. Giving them the man ideas, giving the man ideas. Why would you rape anybody? See the person. Why would you do that? But they will make you go through pain. They want to inflict pain. Why would you, a pedophile, go after little children? How can a man rape a one-year-old child, baby? You can't even understand it. How can you have desire? But this is somebody's weakness. How can that be? Because that person is in total bondage to the devil, listening to the devil, and being driven by the devil. All creation was now being driven by the devil. Bondage. Whole humanity is under bondage to the devil. And his nature, the death nature, is reigning in man's life. But glory be to God for what? For Jesus, for the incarnate one, to come and cut short all these wicked atrocities of the devil. We thank God. We thank God. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye. Keep listening.